And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking with new Rock Ridge girls basketball coach Kyle Chandler. He was officially hired last week by the Rock Ridge District Board of Education. So I guess, Coach Chandler, congratulations on the job and just your initial reaction to kind of taking over the girls basketball program at Rock Ridge. I'm sure pretty excited.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it is pretty exciting. I've coached the majority of the girls over the last couple of years from the middle school level. Just hoping to get them all back out.
And so speaking about you taking over the program, you mentioned there some experience coaching the current kids in the program when they were junior high kids. I think 3 years, you said, as a girls basketball junior high coach at Rock Ridge, coached the junior high boys before that, and then also some experience as a boys basketball assistant on the high school staff at Rock Ridge the past couple of years, too. So for you, I mean, what made 2025, the summer of it, the right time for you to say, hey, this is something, maybe taking over the varsity girls basketball program at Rock Ridge? What was it that made you say, this is maybe something I want to try out and eventually apply for?
Yeah, so I've always wanted to run a program, so that was kind of a big thing. Knowing most of the girls in the school right now made it pretty easy because they're all pretty great, having them for a couple of years already. And then just talking to Coach McDonald about it too, he kind of did a nice little handoff, gave me some information, and kind of basically sold me on it. So it was pretty easy decision, just knowing that how great those girls are.
So we spoke about kind of the background of your career coaching, you know, the junior high level at Rock Ridge, then helping out with the boys program at the varsity level the past couple of seasons too. So through those experiences, you know, you've got to work with some coaches I know who've had a lot of great experience too. Just what can you maybe take away from those experiences now as you shift into the new role as a varsity coach for the first time for you?
Yeah, coaching with Coach Harris at the boys side of it, just learning a lot, how to run an actual practice, was real cool to see. Took a lot from him, building relationships wise, because I think that's going to be a big deal with keeping girls wanting to play high school basketball. But yeah, I mean, just building those relationships I think is a huge deal.
You mentioned there, I think one of the biggest challenges you'll have, and really most girls basketball coaches have, is just, you know, numbers. And unfortunately, the trend over the past 5 or 10 years, kind of statewide, nationwide at the high school level, is just declining participation in girls basketball really at a rapid rate. And Rock Ridge has seen that. I know the past couple of years numbers haven't been great. So as you take over a program, I guess one, we'll start by, what are some strategies maybe you'll try to put out there to try to get kids to come out and play? Because before you really can try to put together a competitive team, right, you need kids on the team first. So just, I mean, that's a challenge you'll have. What are some things you'll try to do to maybe combat that at Rock Ridge?
I mean, just making it fun, especially for the youth side of it. It's just seeing kind of numbers from the junior high level. They're starting to dwindle down a little bit. Sometimes it's the 6, 7, 8 girls on the roster. So just making sure the youth program's fun for them. Try to build a love for basketball early. That way that kind of sticks with them all the way up to the high school level. And then continuing to just to make it more about having a good time while also competing.
And speaking about that, as you get ready to kind of take over this summer and get ready for the season, which I know probably feels a long way away now, but it comes so quickly, talking about getting to mid-November when the girls basketball season starts, just give us kind of a sketch, I guess, right now at what kind of the participation numbers look like at Rock Ridge heading into the 2025-26 season.
We're looking at 12 to 15 total with the whole program. I know I'm reaching out to some of the girls that I've coached in the past to try to get some of those back. Also working, I haven't met any of the seniors besides Leah DeCook, who's going to be a great player. Just trying to get them in their friends' ears, you know, and start forming relationships that way.
So what does this summer look like for you as you take over the program in terms of maybe competing with the kids and also just trying to maybe, like you said, foster some relationships and get some workouts? And what are you hoping to get out of this summer before you fully get to the season in November?
Yeah, just be in the gym as much as we can, or just having them just open gyms even. Just getting the girls kind of having fun to try to find a love for basketball. Opening the gym up to even girls that aren't on the team that are thinking about it, just anybody else to come in and meet me and hang out with the girls and kind of just get a sneak peek of what it could be like if they were to join. But just having the gym open as much as I can is, I think, a big deal.
So obviously, you know, you've been around the area. We've talked about the coaching experience. You're an Aledo High School graduate too. So you kind of have a pretty good idea of what the area is about, I feel like, on the girls basketball scene. So for you, just tell us a little bit about what you know about some of the area teams you'll be competing against, maybe in the conference and outside of it too. Just what you expect maybe out of the competition level you'll see once you get into the season.
Yeah, so there's a couple, just from coaching against some of the teams there in the middle school level, there's a couple teams that have some pretty good numbers wise, as far as having a lot of girls on their bench, just coaching against them. There's a couple places like the Sherrard, you see kind of their youth program. Monmouth seems like they've got something good going on over there. Just trying to just see what I can take from that to make our numbers better, but then also just be competitive with them. It should be shaping up to be a pretty good year.
And just last thing for you, the expectations for the program as you take it over. Obviously, like we talked about earlier, you know, starting this season with anywhere from 12 to 15 kids, not a huge number. So it's going to be a process, and I think you probably knew that coming in, of trying to kind of grow the program and grow the program. So just the expectations maybe for you coming in, hopefully over year one, year two, year three, year four, to try to maybe hopefully get some momentum back into the Rock Ridge girls basketball program.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is just working on the numbers. Trying to make sure we have multiple numbers in each grade that love basketball and want to play basketball and compete for Rock Ridge. Just kind of doing what the boys have been doing over the last couple of years. Numbers have been pretty good there. Would like to mimic that with some of the girls. And just knowing what the middle school levels bring in now, I think those numbers will start to shape up. As just kind of crossing my fingers with that and just making sure they're having fun and want to play basketball.
New Rock Ridge girls basketball coach Kyle Chandler joining us on WRMJ. Officially hired last week. Coach Chandler, appreciate the time today, sir. And congratulations again. Look forward to working with you, man.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.